Watching the Wireless, a podcast about radio with Jamie Dyer.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Watching the Wireless podcast. Now, I apologize that I haven't been producing episodes lately, but this is with very good reason. Been quite busy, what with family stuff and other bits and pieces going on right now, including several podcasts that I produce. And it's one of the reasons why I have come back, because I did a interview just before Christmas with a good friend of mine. And I did it for the Week Before podcast, and I've been doing that podcast on and off for about 7 years now. And I did an interview with this guy 7 years ago when he was just kind of starting. He'd been around for a few years in the world of podcasting, but, you know, he was involved in it then and was very into radio as well. So I got him back 6 years later, just before Christmas, to talk to him about where he is now in comparison to then, I suppose, and where he sees himself in the future. Now, I don't normally like to kind of cross-purpose these podcasts. However, I thought that this one was suitable for the other one, but also absolutely perfect for this. So here is my interview with Deshaun Porter.
Watching the Wireless.
Welcome, Deshaun Porter, to the podcast once again. And what is your passion?
Well, of course, thank you so much for having me. And gosh, has it really been 6 years? Man. But I will have to say it's my podcast, and one of my past friends had told me that it's saving my life, because as you may know, that my fiance, God bless her, she's in heaven, and it's pretty hard being without her, and so I still be doing this podcast. My stage name is Prince DJ. Matter of fact, even though it's hard to, you know, grieve about her, I'm keeping the stage name in her memory, in her honor, because she gave that to me. She named me Prince DJ. I went by a stage name when we met, and right before we got married. And then when we got married and she was co-hosting the show with me, she said, why don't you be Prince DJ? And it was perfect. It was perfect for the theming, because I call all of my male listeners, which is the Knights, and I call the female version of female fans. I call the female fans princesses, and it fit perfectly. I said, yeah. And even though when she went on to be with the Lord on me, of course, I was devastated. I said, you know what? Even though it's going to be hard, I'm still going to keep the name Prince DJ in her memory, because I think that is the only way to let the guests know that, let the people know that I'm still thinking about my late wife, even if I am trying to remarry again and try to be happiness and try to heal. But I love to entertain people. And I'm welcome any questions that you may have.
I should tell the listener we're referring to Donnell, who was on the this podcast with you 6 years ago. And it's lovely that you're keeping alive some of the things that she helped to craft, because that's a lovely thing to do. And you are an incredibly entertaining podcaster, because you have many facets to you. You kind of you talk about your life, don't you? In the main.
Yes, because I want to share my story and share how hard it is, because I was only married 1 year, believe it or not. He was part of that. Because like you said, my wife was with me on the podcast, of course, and we had a great time, and she enjoyed talking to you, and we all clicked, and she was amazing. I mean, I was like, I'm still devastated that God took her away from me, and But when she passed, you know, how all these crime show goes, and thought that, you know, whenever a wife goes, the cops always go to the husband first. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to. I still remember it. It was like, it's still a nightmare. And I'm still having dreams off and on now. And, but she was beautiful. I mean, she was a beautiful co-host, and I was making her into a star. We was getting ready to put production of Princess the Bargain Hunter, and oh, she was adorable. I mean, she was absolutely adorable. And my passion is really not only entertainment, but when I see someone who has the potential, I want to make them stars. I want to make them to shine. And so that I guess that was you know, almost like part of my mission, you know, to help other people to become stars like I want to be a star. And she was right there. She was right there. I mean, it's like, why does she have to be taken away from me so early? I'll never know. It's a mystery. And the Lord knows how much I struggled. I didn't get married till my late 40s. I mean, I just turned 47, and it's been a constant struggle. Everybody's married before me. Been married 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and then I only got one. But my passion still sticks around, and it's a lifesaver.
Well, I mean, I remember when you first met your late wife, and you were doing the podcast then, and then you kind of had a period in the middle where you were doing it with her, and now you're in kind of this post era, and I do notice that you are a lot calmer than you used to be, because I remember when you used to do rants, you were really loud.
Yes, and I still know how to make rants entertaining. I'm still feisty in my rants at times, because as you know, I mean, even this year, I was like so. To tell you the truth, it's been rough. I mean, it's been totally rough. I mean, the whole entire year. Even like before going to Vegas or before going to Orlando on the anniversary that she died, because let's just face it, I didn't want to flood my apartment with my tears. And so, I mean, see, I know how to make even my own pain funny, because I mean, even when I went to Hollywood to try to sell me and my wife's script, even though I didn't get it sold, I just got the most amazing compliment than any writer or even entertainer has ever gotten, because I was pitching the script. The two producers were eating or eating lunch or something like that. And then I don't know what it was or what I said. One of the two producers was cracking up laughing. And the other one said, you know, you should be a stand-up comedian. I was like, oh, because I was thinking about like Steve Harvey. I was thinking about all these great comedians, and they got a job by making people laugh and all like that. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was like in comedy heaven after that. I mean, that was the best compliment of the whole darn trip. So I've been striving to still make people laugh and make people laughing in my podcast.
And obviously one day, hopefully, do you want to do the stand-up comedy, or do you want to keep it strictly to your podcast?
Well, I mean, I can't stand for like more than an hour. I don't even stand to worship at church, but maybe if I do it in a chair or something like that. But I want to do something like that, or have some way I could put comedy in there, and so that I could still make people laugh and still maybe do something with comedy. And yeah, I want to do something like that as far as a stand-up routine, because I have so many funny stories. It's like, it's insane. It's really insane.
Well, you've always been incredibly passionate about just podcasting and, as you say, entertaining people, making people laugh. And we are 5 or 6 hours in front of you here in the UK. But I used to stay up half the night listening to you broadcasting live on like Spreaker and stuff, where you just sit there and have conversations about relatively ordinary things, and I think that's where most humor comes from, the ordinary.
Oh wow. I mean, I thank you. I mean, you're an OG knight. I mean, I mean, it's imagined that I still have longtime fans beyond what I've been trying to, because it's hard when you're trying to take a podcast to the top and life circumstances try to knock you down. And, you know, the heart says, no, you're a podcaster. You have a radio show. You have something to contribute. I mean, you may not be a Rush Limbaugh. You may not be a Don Imus, but you're Prince TJ. And if my show becomes a household name, I would love it. I mean, I would love to be an international sensation, and I would love to be going for the long haul, and I never want to go off the air. I mean, the only time I go off the air is when it's my turn to be with my wife and the Lord, and that's the only way that's going to shut me up. That's the only way that's ever going to shut me up.
I mean, do you ever listen to much, like, speech radio to kind of prepare yourself?
I have at times. Like I said, I do listen to talk radio at times. It has helped me. And I also listen when I used to live in the Northeast. I listen to comedy radio. Matter of fact, that's what got me falling in love with doing podcasts. Matter of fact, see, back in the days before I started this, I was listening to JV and Elvis at Doghouse, and then I started calling into the show, and for some reason we clicked, and I started being on their program off and on, and I enjoyed it so much. I literally fell in love, and I was like, oh my God, I want to have a show almost, if not similar to that, or a long-running talk program or a talk comedy program similar to them, because I want my own show, want my own fans, want my own exposure, and I enjoyed it. I was like obsessed with it. I was like, oh, how do I do that? And I almost, if they wasn't taking it off the air, I almost had a, you know, I would say, I almost would have had a part-time job with them or a full-time gig with them or something like that. I was pretty excited. I was ready to go. And then when that happened, when free speech was getting attacked, it was like, oh, come on, really? But that's what I fell in love with, you know, with other programs. I still call in a radio show if I desire to. I don't do that now, but when I back in the day when I did, I call in radio shows and give my opinion and stuff like that. And it's an adrenaline rush for me, so I love it. I love it.
It is, isn't it? There is something about calling into a talk station, just a talk show, and giving your opinion. You get that kind of buzz feeling.
And then when you go on the air and then the mic turns to you and you're like, you just, I mean, it's a high for me. I mean, no, I don't take drugs, but it's a high for me. And, you know, it's like, if I didn't podcast, I mean, I probably would have been gone. I mean, you know, to tell you the truth, because I know I'm a Christian, but my wife what meant the world to me. I mean, she really did. She really did, because knowing how I struggled to get married. Look, I'm not wealthy. I'm not a bad boy image. I'm not about the thug life and all like that. That's like how girls want it and stuff like that. I'm not a rich person. You know, I'm always trying to get romance scammed by some of these people online and stuff like that. But I don't have money. I'm in an apartment. I'm paying $560 a month from what I was paying before, just so I can have places to go when I want to and don't feel left out. But I'm still doing my podcast because I have a voice. And I'm not around people. And now we're like, we can't be around people. But I have a voice, and I wanted to share my story, plus, you know, try to make people laugh at the same time. And I wanted to give you a good show today. That's why I made sure that I got rest. And I was like, I want to give my friend the best interview ever. Ever.
Well, you're on the way there, certainly, and it just sounds like you kind of use your podcast as a way to heal yourself, and that is a very that's a very positive thing to do in some way, because it can be quite therapeutic. I do another podcast called Dyer's Daily, where I just spend 5 minutes a day talking about a particular subject, and I don't edit it, I don't change it in any way. I use it as a confidence builder. And that sounds like that's what you do with yours. And I think perhaps more people should do it, although surely then if more people did it, we'd get a barrage of political podcasts with it. Varying opinions. I mean, I'm not going to ask you your political views on this podcast. I try and steer clear of politics when it comes to this podcast.
Well, either way, that would have been fine with me because I would have been happy to share it, but that's fine with me.
It's been a very interesting time politically, and it sounds like you do cover politics on your podcast because, you know, it's what's in your head at any particular time, and it does matter to you. I mean, you mentioned earlier about calling into talk radio stations many years ago, perhaps not now, but if somebody came along and offered you like a talk radio show, you know, a la Dave Ramsey or Rush Limbaugh or any of those people, would you consider doing that, a live radio show?
In a heartbeat. In a cat and heartbeat. I would. In a cat and heartbeat.
Well, yeah, but I think at the moment for people like you and I that don't have access to that, I think podcasting is a great way forward.
And matter of fact, while we're at it, now, I don't know if you or anybody else know, I attend podcast conference, and it took another podcasting streaming service back when I started going to conference to learn, because when I first started doing it, it was like, wow, there's no conference for podcasting. I mean, there's conference for everything else. But when I found out about PodFest and then I found out about Podcast Movement, I had to go to Orlando, Florida for both of them. But when I found out about them, I was like, wow, I never knew that this existed. And I've been going to them and I look forward to going back to them because, you know, you learn a lot of new things about podcasts and learn a lot of things about marketing, even though I tend to stay on the entertainment side because it's kind of tough to market when you're an entertainer. It's really tough because there's a lot of things that try to steal your story. There's a lot of things that try to steal your thunder. So I tend to try to stay clear of the stay clear and just entertain and be myself in the people will come.
Yeah, and we found out before we recorded this podcast that we're both using Anchor as a way of doing that.
Yes, I was like, hey, I got an Anchor buddy. And so, I mean, I think Anchor is, you know, the best thing ever because, number one, it's free, and number two, it's on. They put you on Spotify and put you on other podcast platforms, and it's really a way that it helps an aspiring podcast that wants to do a show, wants to do a ministry, wants to do any other type of show and put it out to the world and tell their story. They can. And I love it. I mean, yeah, I love it. Go ahead and continue. I'm so excited.
Yeah, no. I think of it almost like the punk music of podcasting because suddenly it's not hidden behind a paywall. You can just go ahead and do it. If you've got an idea, you can just go ahead and do it. It's a bit like arts and crafts in a way. The fact that you can just go on there and do this thing. I host about 4 or 5 different podcasts on Anchor, and while there was some discrepancy about terms and conditions early on, I think they pretty much fixed those. And now it's just an easy platform. Like you say, they submit to all these different things. And you mentioned earlier about wanting to be the entertainer rather than the guy doing all the paperwork. They basically do the paperwork for you, making it easier for you to doing it, allowing you to focus on the number one priority in your case, which is content.
I'm hoping to be the poster child to Anchor. Anchor, if you're listening, I want to be your poster child. I want to be one of the mascots. I want to be the face of Anchor. So, if you're listening, go ahead and put me your way.
Consider it done. I have no affiliation with Anchor other than I host a few podcasts on it. But no, it is a good system, and I'm glad that you found it, because you were using other systems and they do cost quite a lot of money.
Correct.
And when you are in particular situation where perhaps you can't afford it, and yet it's something, as you say, you're using it as a way to kind of get you through some mental health issues and other bits that are going on in your life, and you're using it to kind of perk you up. The idea of not having that there because of a paywall, you know, is quite, it must be quite devastating.
Yeah, then here's another reason why I stopped using Spreaker, because there are some people called trolls, and they, you know, they kind of troll your channel and dock you and all like that, and they have no way of dealing with trolls. I mean, they literally just let them, you know, try to destroy you and put you down, and I left because of that, because it's totally ridiculous. You just want to put on an entertaining show to entertain the people, and you got trolls trying to put you down and try to put your show down and then trying to mess things up. And there's no way to, like, the only way that you could block the trolls is that if they are on, while you're online, and you can't do anything about it if they try to troll you while you're, you know, not on the program. And it's like, I was like, I had enough. I mean, it's like, thank God for Anchor. Thank God for Anchor. But that was another reason why I left for Spreaker. I mean, there's still people that still do Spreaker, but they probably got the money.
I think Anchor is the future, certainly with podcasts like yourself. Now, if people wanted to find out more about your podcast, where would they need to go?
Yes, well, I know I haven't worked on my website because of my mind, my anxiety, and my depression, especially with the pandemic, has been awful while. But they can still go to BigDCountryLLC.com, or they can friend me on my Facebook page, which is my name, Deshaun Porter. They could also, I'm trying to get a fan page, fan email, so I'm trying to make it easier for the fans to reach out. But there's definitely Facebook, and I'm on Twitter at the Big D Zone, or Twitter at Big D Zone. And you got to look for my face, because if you don't find my face, you're in the wrong place. Hey, face in the wrong place. That rhymes.
Well, that's a great rhyme in which to end it on. But I'd like to say all the best with your podcast, and thank you, Deshaun, for appearing on the podcast today.
Well, likewise. Thank you so much for having me, and I am so glad that we was able to do this once again. Hey, let's not make this 9 years apart, okay?
No, let's do it again sometime.
Watching the Wireless, a podcast about radio with Jamie Dyer.